So what's going on, everybody?
Hey,
we are back in the Lady Code.
Welcome, recording.
Live, ready to, you know, pass some inspiration and some positive words your way.
Yeah,
but before we do that, we want to do a quick check-in. So Chris, tell me a little bit about your weekend. Like, what was going on? What was good? What was bad? What was ugly? And all that good stuff.
Okay, so this week, there were some good things that came out of this week. It was my daughter's first birthday.
Always a beautiful thing.
So I officially have a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting. She was super excited to hang out with all her family and friends. And,
okay.
You know, we all got together. It wasn't anything too big. I mean, because she's one.
Is she going to remember?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we did it for the gram, literally. We just wanted the pictures and, you know, so when she looks back, you know, at her youth, she knows that we celebrated her first birthday.
Right.
So that was a big deal this week. The
okay.
other thing that I'm super excited about is I got my black ass back into the gym.
Let's clap. Can we clap that up?
We can clap
because that is a very great feat.
Won't
because some
do
people
it?
Don't ever go back.
Some
to
people
the
don't
gym.
Go back. So I'm very excited about that. Went back to CrossFit. For all you CrossFitters out there, oorah.
I'm not there yet, but I mean, one day I will be.
I'm not there yet. Like I said, you're militant Barbie, so.
But it's on a whole nother level, though. It's like that CrossFit level, that's like the tippity-tippity top type shit.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
It
I can't
is.
Really get with it.
But, I mean, everybody doing CrossFit ain't a boss, like me.
True.
I'm just sitting there giving my best, trying to. I had two goals. When I started back,
mm-hmm.
first class, I said, you got to finish the class.
Did you finish?
I finished the class.
Okay.
My other goal was, you better not throw up.
Did you throw up?
I did not.
But I feel like sometimes, and this is going to sound gross, y'all, but I feel like for those that really are into, like, working out that gym life, when you get to a point about it, of being, like, on the verge of throwing up,
right.
you're doing something.
Right.
That's your body telling you.
You've given
no
all I have.
We done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can't take no more. That's it. You know, so if you did throw up, I wouldn't be mad at you. That's
yeah,
it
but, you know, I held it down. I repressed my my jejunum. And I did not throw up. But it was a good week. I was super excited to see a beautiful baby girl turn one. And we brought that in style.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm in here trying to get these pains and gains.
Pains and gains.
So how was your week, D?
I mean, it was cool. I mean, so in regards to my gym time, here's the thing. So I've been a member at Gold's Gym for years,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you got all these new resolutioners,
yeah.
is what I'll call them.
Yeah.
Taking up space in the gym.
Yeah.
And they blowing me and they irritating the hell out of me. Like, I was going to the gym the other day, and this dude was like, he saw his friend in the parking lot. He held the door up, first of all. I'm trying to get in.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, yo, bruh, day two, like shit. And I was just like, day two?
Day
really?
Two?
Day
it's
two?
The end of January.
Day two?
You on day two?
Like,
get
are you
going to
be here February 2nd?
No.
Are you going to be here March 2nd?
Because no.
if you're not, please just leave now. The exit is in the back.
I bet you when the weather breaks, your gym is going to be way
dead.
Less crowded. Yeah.
Because right now, it's like 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even get a good workout in.
Yeah.
So I went to the
That's
gym.
Amazing.
I went to the gym earlier this week, and I was pumped up. I was like, I'm going to get it in. I had a full-blown, you know, high-intensity workout planned, and then I got there, and I had more of a low-intensity workout that I had to do because there was so many people.
You had to wait for machines.
I had to wait for machines.
I hate that.
I had to wait and ask for space. It was annoying. Then I got there again later in the week. I literally pulled up to the gym. I looked at the gym and I was like, ah! I backed
it.
Right back out of the gym because I could
it.
Just see it was so many people in the gym. So my issue now at the beginning of the year is that it's just so many damn resolutioners, as I'll call them. They're taking up space in the gym.
Yeah.
But, you know, on another note, I wanted to bring up just like me recently having this experience with this guy that I was dating as far as like what's going on with me is that I was talking to this guy. And then things just kind of fell off out of nowhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's because of the online dating thing or I don't know what it is. But it's like anytime you deal with somebody online, and I feel like guys can say the same thing as well. Like you deal with them online, you talk consistently, and then out of nowhere, boom, there's no connection. There's no conversation, no communication at all.
Right.
And then both people are like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And they be like, oh, ain't nothing happened. And that's just how online dating is. You know, so one of these days, we'll do a show about online dating.
Yeah.
And get an understanding about how it goes. Because it just falls apart out of nowhere. I just want to go back to... Don't you... I just want to go... You don't got to worry about this because you're married. But I just want to go back to, like, back in the day.
Some married people worry about it.
Some married people do worry about it because their marriage is in shambles. Yeah. But Chris' marriage is not in shambles.
It
so
is not.
She don't have to worry about that.
We out here
but
winning.
I just want to go back to the day where guys would be men and would just come up to women and just, you know, ask them questions about how their day was going.
Yeah.
You know, and just it just kind of sparked some kind of random conversation and just kind of see what's going on.
Yeah, like, chivalry is kind of misplaced.
I told somebody chivalry was dead, and they was like, it ain't dead. I'm chivalrous. I'm a gentleman. I was like, well, where you been at? Because I ain't seen you.
Well, talk to your boys.
I ain't seen you.
Talk to your boys, because it's looking a little weak in these streets.
A lot of these dudes is weak as shit when it comes to chivalry and when it comes to speaking to women. They don't know how to do it because they afraid of rejection.
Oh,
that's what it comes down to.
Wholeheartedly. And
they
listen,
afraid of rejection.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. I am elated to be out of the game. I'm glad I don't have these struggles because I've seen the struggle firsthand.
Yeah.
I've been in a club hanging out with other people, and in the selection, the pool, if you will, it's depressing.
It is depressing.
So, you know, I'm going to keep you on the stick and shut unless I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to keep you lifted.
So that brings us into our next segment, No Fucks Given.
No Fucks Given.
No Fucks Given. So in this one, you know, we talk about how people do stuff sometimes, and they just, like, don't give a fuck. They don't give, like, not one fuck.
Hi, I have zero fucks to give.
Like, not half, but zero. And so, I was thinking about the trial that was going on in regards to, you know, the gymnastics doctor, Larry Nassar, I believe is his name. The judge from his case, she had no fucks, okay? Because
zero fucks.
After zero fucks. Because once he was at the point of being penalized, she penalized him. She gave him 175 years. And then to add insult to injury, she said, oh, by the way, I'm signing your death wish. And I was like, damn, like, because you know this dude going to die in jail.
Yeah.
You know he going to die in jail. And then I even saw something on TV about his attorney who was saying, listen, even people like Larry have a right to be defended. You know, so people were sending him death threats and things of that nature.
Sending the attorney death
threats. The attorney death threats.
I never understood why people do that.
I don't understand why they do that because the attorney has a job.
Right.
You know.
It's American. It's judicial
your right.
System.
It's your right. And that's what he was saying. He was like, Larry has a right to be, you know, to have someone speak
legal
on his behalf, to have legal representation. But the judge still gave no fucks, okay? Yeah. Judge Aguilina, she was like, listen, dog, your ass is going to go to jail, and you're going to die in jail. And I couldn't even get this out of my head because every time I would come into the lunchroom at work, it was the only thing on the news. It was 175 years, 175 years here. Judge gives no fucks. 175 years. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so his ass gonna rot in jail. And I wouldn't even be surprised if when he got there, other people that was in jail already make them pay again. You know what I mean?
They do that.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
They don't play when it comes to
child
sexual harassment and like
rapists.
They don't play.
Yeah, so that's going to be a long 175.
Yeah. Ooh. And he was like, so his attorney was like, he's genuinely concerned about what's going on. And I'm like,
is he though?
He only concerned because his ass got caught.
Yeah, he's concerned.
That's what it comes down to.
He's concerned about the aftermath and how it's going to affect him. But he sure didn't give any fucks when he was doing what he was doing.
He didn't give no fucks when he was doing what he was doing. Because that shit was trifling right there.
Well, I think, you know, every action has
a consequence.
A consequence.
Absolutely.
And his consequence, in my mind, is well-deserved. So
whatever it will be, and
kudos.
Guess what? I give no fucks.
No
of what happens to him?
I give no fucks about his sentencing, and
at
good
all.
Fucks to good job to Judge Aguilera. Or what was her name? Yeah,
Aguilina.
Good job, girl. Good job. Shout out. Okay, so my zero fucks this week is a reflective zero fucks. So I was driving, and I actually, my husband and I were talking about this situation that happened a while ago when I was working at a different job. Mm-hmm. My job entailed me visiting multiple school systems and meeting with teachers every week. So I was constantly in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, walking through the halls of these schools. I'm petite. I'm young looking. So oftentimes...
Cute.
Hey, thank you, girl.
Hey.
I exfoliate. So I was, you know, walking through the halls looking like essentially a student. So on this one particular thing, and I was just laughing the other day when I was driving, because I was like, wow, this dude really gave zero fucks.
He
like,
must have. If he did what I'm thinking you about to say he did, listen, he absolutely had no fucks given.
Fucks were depleted. Okay. At this point, I'm in high school. I've entered the high school. I'm walking to go visit the particular teacher I was there to see. And so we're in between a class change. There's people lingering in the hallway. This kid was clearly hallway surfing, had no intention of going to class.
I hate when kids
come on, kid. Come on. Be the change you want to see.
Right.
So I'm walking to the class, and this boy, like a gnat, just at my side. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, how you doing? I said, young man, you need to get to class.
Sir, get your ass in your classroom.
Get to class. So he goes, no, I'm going to go to class. What you doing? I said, minding. I'm here for a meeting. I'm an adult. I'm not a student. I don't go here. I recommend you go to class. He said, oh, okay, yeah, but you married, though? Pause.
Wait.
For a worthy cause.
But you married, though?
And I said,
That didn't even come out right, sir.
Why?
And first of all, why are you asking me?
No.
Not even why are you asking me. Why is that your first priority? You in the hallway. You late to class. You have other priorities right now. Why are you worried about whether I'm married or not?
We're going to get there, and we're not sure that class was a priority for him. So.
Okay.
I respond to him, yes, I am married. Followed by, you should go to class. He goes, oh, yeah, I got a math test. I said, okay. And he said, oh, I thought we was just naming shit we were going to cheat on.
Bro. That's funny as shit. Hold on, wait. Can I tell you? This dude, not only did this dude have no fucks
no
given,
fucks.
But he was clever as shit.
He was clever as shit. Woo! So many Woo! Things, right?
He said, I thought we was just going to
both lie.
He
said, are you married? And I said, yes. And he said, oh, I have a math test. I said, okay. He said, oh, I thought we was naming shit we was going to cheat on.
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
Listen.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. But I had to remain a consummate adult in this situation.
Oh, absolutely.
So I said, you need to go to class and stepped off.
Yeah.
So I turned my back to him and proceeded to giggle to myself on it. Is that classic?
Because that was really funny.
That's kind of... I'm going to give him points for that. But
yeah. He did
one, several things crossed my mind. The first, one, that was funny.
Yeah.
Two, the boldness that he had to approach someone that was older than him and he knew was married and still went for it.
Yeah.
Three.
No fucks given.
He didn't want to go to class, so that was not a priority to him.
How you know he was even a student at that school?
He had on a badge.
Did you read the badge?
Tall, light-skinned kid, I don't know. And then the fourth thing, which is probably the most striking to me about his zero fucks, was that he said that to some adult woman somewhere, and she also gave no fucks, and it worked.
It probably did work.
Because how does your game get that perfected in the 12th grade that you spin out lines like that? Now,
like
I'd have been hit on a lot.
Yeah.
And to this day, I remember that
shit.
Listen,
I done got hit on by 40-year-olds that ain't got game like that.
They ain't got game like that.
Okay.
That was top shelf hit.
It definitely was. For a senior?
For a senior?
It definitely was.
So I know what his priority is. It wasn't going to class.
That's hilarious.
But it was hilarious. Homie had zero fucks. And I just thought that was the most funny. Now, had he been an adult male, I'd have laughed and then been like, ha, 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 I'm still married. But I couldn't even allow that because he was a child.
Wow.
But, yeah. I'm telling you, these boys out here are out here not giving
no
fucks.
Is that your phone ringing? Oh, that's my phone
ringing.
Yeah,
that's your phone, please.
Let me turn my phone down. Turn it down.
So, yeah, that was my experience with someone with depleted fucks.
And, that was hilarious.
Crazy.
And that brings us into the next segment, which is talking about the topic at hand. And so today we're talking about Monique.
Monique.
You know Monique, the one that always be like, skinny bitches ain't shit. You know.
And then she turned skinny.
And yeah, she lost a whole bunch of weight. And, yeah. You know. But for those of you that don't know, recently Monique has been attempting to get all the black people on board to boycott Netflix. And she wants us to boycott Netflix because they did not pay her a sufficient amount of money. And they agreed to pay Amy Schumer, who is a white comedian, who is actually funny as shit, as far as I'm concerned, even though Amy's really raunchy. She's raunchy and kind of funny, and you know. But Monique is like, you know, Netflix is racist. They discriminate on black people. Mm-hmm. Blacks, we need to boycott the Netflix.
Blacks.
We need to boycott Netflix. Who's with me?
Right.
So, Chris, what you think? I mean, I don't know. When I heard it, I was a little confused. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I had no fucks given, basically, on what was going on out in the world because I was so busy with my life. I wasn't concerned with the other celebrity stuff that was going on, you know. And so now that I've fully made myself aware of what's going on with Monique, I'm kind of torn on the situation. But, like, what do you think about Monique's effort for us to boycott Netflix?
All right. So, I have thoughts on this. So, I agree.
You agree that we should boycott Netflix?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I agree with certain things. I disagree with other things.
Okay.
First of all, let me tell you that I have really good friends who are more informed about some things than I am because I don't always have time to follow everything.
That's the truth because we get busy and shit happens.
Life comes at you fast. So I have some good girlfriends, some good Judies, if you will, and they,
Say good Judies?
Some good Judies.
I like that.
And they, you know, keep me informed on things. Uh-huh. We have a continuous group chat. Mm-hmm. And so this Monique thing came up in there. So initially, not knowing the whole story, I saw Monique wants everybody to boycott Netflix because she didn't get her coin.
Right.
Now to me, I was like, Monique always wants somebody to do something. She's continuously the victim. First it was, oh, I got blackballed by Hollywood. Lee Daniels turned the whole world against me.
Right.
Nobody wants me to blah, 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 blah. And I was like, maybe you just didn't get what you wanted because you're always the same person in everything as far as acting.
Talk about
you're
versatility.
Always the loud auntie or yes. the loud blah, 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 the loud blah, 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 blah.
You have to be versatile.
Maybe you're not getting those roles because black people as a whole are trying to move away from those roles.
Possibly.
Or you need to establish that you can be something different. Now, before y'all go crazy, I do remember Precious. I know.
Now, hold up.
Okay.
And Precious?
Okay.
I'm just saying, as a mental health professional, I love Precious.
It's a great movie.
I love everything about it. From the social worker with Mariah Carey to Monique as the mother to Gabrielle Sidibe as the victim, Monique did a great job.
And it was a departure from what she normally plays.
Absolutely.
So I just want to preface this statement by saying I am aware that Monique is able to play something different. But mm-hmm. the overarching character that she plays is the same person.
Right.
And I say this not just about Monique. I happen to hate, what's the dude with the Lincoln commercials?
McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey.
I hate him. He is always Matthew McConaughey in every movie he's in.
And he's not even that damn cute. He's not cute or sexy at all.
And
but maybe
he's
because
always
this
Southern country man that's always talking about somebody. They'll be like, hey, Matthew, we need you to play somebody from New York. He's like, well, all right, I'm going to play somebody from New York.
I'm going to have a country
Matthew,
accent from New York.
We need you to play somebody from England. Well, all right. Right? It's like he's always the same. Person. So
you're right.
Anyway,
you're right about that though.
Sidebar.
You're right.
But I get that same vibe from Monique. That's all I'm saying. So
okay.
I was quickly tuned up by my friend who was like, I bet she didn't read any of the information. You don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Blah, 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 blah. She said all this blah.
She ain't make you feel bad.
She made me feel, well, she made me feel like,
let me read.
I'm constantly talking shit about people who don't read something and they make a comment. I was like, damn, check yourself.
Practice what you preach.
I had to find a box and put a check in it. So I was like, okay, I've been checked. But she brought up the very interesting point, and I'll read a little bit of it. She says she is supporting Monique. Because it's all about opportunity.
Okay.
Black women don't get the same ones as others, but yet accomplish great things. In Monique's case, she's had a decade or more long of a career with success across multiple platforms. So you got comedy, you've got movies, and I don't know whatever the fuck. Oh, she wrote a
radio
book.
Show?
She wrote a book. She
got a radio show.
She's got a track record, a track record that I think a lot of people kind of forget. And I had also, my sister made the point that when you're not in, when you're in comedy, you have to kind of stay ever present, or people kind of forget about you.
Very true.
And she says, we rise to the top in spite of the setbacks and inequalities that other people have put on us. We get punished for not being offered the same opportunities as the other people. But then when we get things, they say you don't deserve it. So then she goes on to talk about how, when we talk about Monique and then Amy, and Amy get more money, does Amy deserve that? No. Does Dave Chappelle even earn what they paid him
after coming back from 10 years? And they gave him a crapload of money.
After coming back from 10 years, but it's because he's Dave Chappelle. And then
Chappelle Show.
But she said, and when I, well, she got me together about saying, you know, Monique only does ghetto movies and, you know, she's always the same person. And then she said, okay, well, then does that mean then that we hold BAPS over Halle?
Ooh.
Or that we hold Baby Boy over Taraji?
Ooh.
I gotta concede, because that's a good point.
That's a good point, because definitely we know damn well Halle has moved well past BAPS.
She got off.
And Taraji has moved way past that.
It's crazy.
You know, back to, she didn't move way past the cooking them tacos.
Right.
You know what
way
I'm saying?
Past cooking them tacos.
She's not cooking tacos no more. You know what I'm saying? She's not even cooking for herself no more.
She don't even need Jody.
She don't need Jody. You know, and so I can completely understand that perspective.
Yeah, so I thought it was cool. And then she brings up, you know, Wanda Sykes saying that, you know, Netflix kind of gypped her. And then, you know, Dave Chappelle getting essentially maybe overpaid. And so when I read...
Maybe a little bit, especially compared to Amy Schumer.
Now listen, I heard you say you like Amy Schumer.
I like her, but I don't love her.
I'm kind of off Amy Schumer. I don't like her.
I mean, she aight.
She's...
For real, for all she do is talk about her white pussy. That's all she do.
And she's then like, she talks about how...
It's like, oh my
but
God.
But then she talks about everybody else who doesn't acknowledge her as like... relevant or like whatever. So like when that
she
I don't remember who it is
she
that
does.
Basketball player wouldn't pay attention. And I'm like, I'm like, Donnie wouldn't talk to me. But her whole thing is like putting herself down to get a giggle.
Yes.
Now,
what? So is Kevin. So is Kevin's. Kevin Hart does the same shit. He talk about himself.
But he does talk about himself. But he also talks about other things. So I'm not saying. In any element of any comedians, there's always some sort of self-deprivation or degradation. But and that's fine. But what I'm saying is that is her only thing she does.
Oh, but she also talks about her pussy all the time and her having sex. And so I think her movie Trainwreck and other movies that she's been in. What's the other one? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It was. I think it was called. Kidnapped or some shit, I don't know. But it was funny, but it wasn't like I'm dying laughing funny. Oh my God, I got tears coming out of my eyes.
Right.
It was more like like that.
Yeah. But okay, so then take that same thing and equate that to Monique. Now, I've laughed harder at Monique.
I've died laughing at Monique.
Than I've laughed at Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
So then that does kind of make you think like,
But the question is, who's checking for Monique? So that's my thing. It's like Monique has, you know, she's gone to her radio and she's doing what she do on the radio, saying this and saying that about life and whatever situations pop up that's in her mind that she feels is relevant. But who's really checking for Monique?
Right.
You know, like, no, I don't hear people saying, hey, yo, I'm trying to see Monique come back to D.C. I'm trying to see Monique next stand-up.
Right.
I'm just not really hearing people talk about her.
So. Yeah,
I want to support her because right. She's black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She's been out here working hard.
But then that's to say, I mean, I don't, just because you're black don't mean I need to necessarily support you at all costs.
Right.
Because if you're not living up to that, then you just not.
Right.
And ain't nobody really checking. A lot of people aren't checking for Monique these days.
Right.
She's not relevant right now.
Right. So that came up too. So like, do you stay relevant by being Kevin Hart? You got to be in the face. You got to be in every movie. You got to have a movie. You got to have a podcast. You got to have a book. You got to be everywhere in my face all the time in order for you to stay relevant. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's that point. But that's not true. How do we know that? You got Chris Rock. He don't do movies all the time. But if Chris Rock comes up and decides to do something,
mm-hmm.
you're going to write him a Chris Rock check. So
yeah.
So now it's twofold.
But Chris Rock funny as shit, though. He is.
But to some people, so is Monique.
So why
then is she not entitled to have a hiatus and then come back and still command her coin? Just like her male counterparts. Now, it's twofold, right? Because it's just because they're men and they're coming back and like, oh, it's Dave Chappelle. Oh, it's Kevin Hart. Oh, it's we can even say Sinbad. Are we going to get to the point?
First of all, let me tell you about Sinbad. Since you said Sinbad.
Okay.
Ain't nobody checking for
Sinbad. I think Sinbad's funny.
No. Ain't nobody checking for Sinbad. Funny. When I was away.
Okay.
They had Sinbad come to a show.
Okay. He wasn't funny? He used
First
to be
of all,
funny.
It was like 50 people in that joint.
Oh.
Tickets was like $5.
No.
And I didn't even go. I was like, Sinbad, I'm good.
I mean, maybe some of his old stuff was funny. Maybe he's not funny now.
Sinbad funny back in the day, but I just don't. He's not relevant.
All right. Well, see. Okay. So scratch Sinbad. But yeah. I'm saying there are other male black people, comedians, who just pop up every now and then.
Okay, Eddie Murphy.
And you write no
Eddie facts. Murphy, you don't hear a whole much about Eddie Murphy right now.
You don't.
However, if Eddie Murphy came
tomorrow,
to D.C.
Tonight.
His show would probably
sell out. Like a Beyonce concert.
Real quick.
And he would get a Beyonce check.
He would get a nice
Eddie
check.
Murphy. And he hasn't Eddie. Done
so. That's what brings me to another issue about Monique. Monique made a comment on her radio show.
About her being one of the greatest.
You heard it?
I was going to say that.
She said, I am the most decorated comedian alive.
Now, I think she
And so I'm
herself.
Like, Mama,
and see, when
you really
say
not.
Stuff
because
like that,
then you're making all the other people that are still living
right.
seem...
I
like
mean,
they're
when you
not
say
they're like a mute
that,
point.
You're talking about Richard Pryor.
But no, Richard Pryor is dead.
Yeah, but
he
she
did.
Said most decorated of
No, she said alive. Most decorated alive.
Okay.
So then
and that's still
you
alive.
Talking about still
Chris
talking
Rock.
About Chris Rock,
Dave Chappelle,
Kevin Hart, you still talking about Eddie Murphy, who don't a lot of people don't really see him like
right.
that, but he's still very decorated.
Right.
And then my
Eddie
thing
Murphy
is too.
Started the leather
granted,
suits.
Monique, Momo, we love you. Okay, we get it. You don't like skinny bitches. We appreciate the fat bitches.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, you love your body, love your stretch marks and all that good stuff. But I haven't seen Monique recently sell out
on
stadiums.
Stage.
I haven't seen Monique sell stadiums
That's what
out.
I'm saying. So
like Kev.
It's
you see
twofold.
What I'm saying?
So like the core of me believes Monique is right. Right? So
yeah.
like, yes, fight for your coins, fight for your equality. She deserves the same opportunity and the same paycheck that Amy Schumer gets, but you don't get to tell me to not watch Netflix because they didn't cut you a check. That is a beef between
you and
Netflix. Do you think that Will Smith, who didn't get a movie role with somebody else, was like, hey, don't watch no movies by Paramount. Paramount ain't pay me
mm-hmm.
right. That's That's unrealistic.
Well, how about that new Will Smith movie called Bright? Some people didn't like that shit.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It came out exclusively Netflix. I personally liked it.
Real talk. But that's probably why Netflix ain't had the money to pay Monique. Because you know Will Smith.
Because they spent money on Will. But I personally liked it. Some people didn't like it. But if for some reason Will felt like he wasn't getting what he was due from Netflix,
he wouldn't have done it.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't have done it. He would have just kept it moving. And then also think about it. For the longest, I ain't even have my own Netflix account. I'm just saying. So how am I gonna boycott something when I ain't got my own account? Hey. You know, I would say half of black people out here, maybe third, maybe a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, shit, ain't even got their own account. So how you gonna ask us to boycott something we ain't even paying into? You know what I'm saying? I got 5 people on my account.
I'm on my
account. So if anybody boycotting, it's me. But what about the other 4 or 5 dudes?
They tuning in.
Yeah. And so if anything, they gonna get mad at me because I'm boycotting Monique. And they gonna be like, dog, why your Netflix not working? I'm right. Like, oh, I'm boycotting Monique. Fuck Monique. What you mean? I'm trying to watch these. I'm trying to watch girls. Stranger Things.
I'm like, I'm girl.
So, you know, it's not even really a fair comment because a lot of black people, people, period.
I don't even have
their own account.
I think she overstepped her boundary with that.
Just to tell
you. Okay, so overall, do I agree with Monique? Yes. Monique should get her coins.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate that she fought or is fighting for other black women because she did bring up Tiffany Haddish and other people coming behind her.
Shout out to Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. She's doing the damn thing. I'm happy that Monique put her out there and I'm happy that she's definitely doing her damn thing right now.
I agree. You saw her Groupon commercial? She got a
yes!
Groupon. I thought that was so funny.
You know where that came from with Jada and Will.
Jada
exactly.
And the crocodiles. But, so I agree with her on that point. It is very important for black women to be equal, to get respect from these large companies and to be treated, you know, appropriately. Now, did you gas yourself up by saying you the greatest? Yes.
Damn right.
That's a lie.
You did. Sorry, Momo.
Did you gas yourself up by saying, hey, everybody boycott Netflix? Absolutely. Those two things just aren't going to happen.
No.
Does that mean that I don't support you? I'll support you in another way. Maybe skip Netflix. Okay, so if Netflix wasn't going to pay your coin, let's see what Showtime is doing. Let's see what HBO is doing. Why I got to be Netflix?
How else can I support you? Like, why you got to take me away from Orange is the New Black?
Right.
Why you got to do that?
Right. Help me support you in a way that makes sense.
Yes.
That's how I feel about it.
Absolutely. You know, so I can definitely respect Monique, you know, for trying to get people to come on board to boycott Netflix. My thing is this. Know what you're standing for and stand for something that's worth standing for in the first place. So I don't know if Monique feels what we feel, if she knows that we feel this way about her in a sense. No, let's just make it straight for the record. I love Monique. You know, I definitely appreciate, you know, what she's done for the black community and
culture.
For women, for the culture, for oversized women and things of that nature. But, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, we have to be able to stand up for something that we know is worth standing for. You know, I'm not going to stand up for something that I know is not going to make a legitimate presence in the community for black people in the sense, or for people in general. Me boycotting Netflix is not going to further my life. It's not going to further anything in our culture. It's not going to make us any better. It's not a major percentage of us that's out there trying to get it on the big screen. You know? So I feel like there's other things that can be stood up for that will make more of a...
And other ways that are more impactful.
Exactly. Have more of an impact stand, you know what I mean? So we can stand up for everything. I can stand up for fighting against Tide Pods, but I ain't seen no black people eating Tide Pods.
That's
you see
true.
What I'm saying? So I think it just comes down to us, you know, understanding what to stand up for and when to stand up for it. So power to the people. If you have something that you want to bring to the attention of everybody else, stand up for it. If you feel like there is a need for us to pay attention to that, definitely stand up for it. But also understand that what you are standing up for is going to be a reflection of the culture and that you are representing. So make sure that you stand up for something that is worth being stood up for.
So my power to the people is pretty similar to what you just mentioned. I mean, essentially, my power to the people is make sure you know your worth and don't settle for anything less than what you believe your worth to be.
Yeah, that's That's true.
It's very basic, but it applies every day.
And that's what Monique did, though.
That's all she did.
So we really can't be mad at her, for real.
Which is why I say I agree with her. I don't agree with everything that she encapsulated in her belief. Mm-hmm. But do I believe that at the end of the day, if Monique believes Monique should get paid $2 million or whatever, $1 million, $10 million mm-hmm. for a Netflix special, then she should go for that.
Yeah, why not?
And she has a credential. She has a track record to pay for it.
I mean, she back is. It up. I mean, she's the highest decorated comedian alive. She's the most
decorated comedian alive.
So, why not?
So, why can't she get $10 million? But just, I mean, outside of being Monique, if you believe your job owes you a raise, ask about it. If you believe, you know, your tires weren't rotated right when you took it in,
get them joints rotated again.
Get them rotated again.
Hey, turn that shit one more time,
dog. I know my work.
Turn that shit one more time.
You know what I mean? Just make sure that at all times, your opinion, your perception, and your belief in yourself is high enough to make you interact with the world and have them believe the same.
Right. Which ultimately comes down, boils down to self-esteem.
Right.
You know, when we feel good about ourselves, we know our worth. Just like Chris is saying, understand what your worth is. Nobody else can tell you what you're worth. You know, so when you understand it, when you feel good about yourself, when you have a high level of self-confidence and self-esteem, can't nobody take that away from you. Clearly, Monique has a high level of self-esteem.
She believes
that
in herself.
She believes in herself. That maybe nobody is going to, maybe a little bit too much. Maybe I don't know. But yeah. Nobody can take that away from her.
Right.
You know?
If your perception of yourself is inflated, then hey, it's better to have an inflated perception of yourself.
Than to have a deflated. Just like a balloon just floating away just into the air. You know?
Yeah.
Which kind of brings us into our section where we want to introduce some type of music. Just so you can vibe out for a very quick right. second. This is somebody that we have an inflated perspective about. Somebody that we feel is just needs more recognition and isn't getting the recognition that we want her to get. In a sense, her name is Raven Lanae. And we want you to just vibe out on her music for a second, just like we've been vibing out on her music for the last like week or so. Been having her music on repeat like shit. So go ahead and vibe out to this for a second.
Yeah, we'll when the world gets a little hectic, just turn up some Raven Lanae and rock out.
Turn it up.
Flavors come take over. I can never say I treat you right. And you handle spice. Take me up, shake me up until the mix is right. I won't be nice. Nice eyes, ooh.
To vibe out on her.
You're
just
welcome.
Like we've been vibing out all week.
You're welcome.
Because she has some really good music, and it is definitely worth being admired.
Yes. Right? Check her out.
Check her out.
However you listen to your music, go up there, type her name in, and download some tracks.
She's on Tidal.
She's on Tidal. She's on, as far as I know, iTunes. So I'm pretty sure she's available wherever you listen to your jams.
Wherever you listen to your jams. So we're coming towards the closing of the show. Let's
wrap this thing
and
up.
We like to wrap it up with a positive mental health moment. And so from my perspective, you know, y'all know I'm in the field, and I work diligently with our people to make sure that we are doing what we need to do on a daily basis to make sure that we stay mentally healthy. And so my mental health moment today comes from a personal perspective. And so the other day, about 3 days ago, I was at work late about over an hour. And then the next day, I was at work late about over 30 minutes or so. But I'm a believer in self-care. And so my thing is this. If I am already somewhat of a slave to my job and I'm giving all this time, when it's time for me to get off work, it's time for me to get off work. So if I put in an hour time, sometimes it causes me to get a little bit irritated in the fact that I'm there so much longer than I need to be. But the fact is that even though sometimes things come that don't really that aren't really a part of our plan, you know, we still need to be able to find peace and what's going on at the moment, even though it wasn't something that we intended to be. You know, so that day I didn't want to necessarily be at work an hour late dealing with a very negative, very dramatic and unpleasant situation with some of the patients that I had present at my position at that time. But I had to do what I had to do as a professional. And so when I got off of work, somebody asked me, "Damn, D, I know you stressed out." And I was like, "No, I'm good, shawty. I'm good, you know, good. Like I worked the hour late, you know, but I'm still able to maintain my peace in spite of dealing with the negativity that was somehow placed into my life, unbeknownst to me." You know, it wasn't right. My doing. I didn't want it here.
I didn't want
that negativity or want that drama, you know. And so I think sometimes negativity can come into our lives. And when we identify it as negativity, it becomes even more negative. But when we see it and when we say, you know what, this can be negative, but I'm going to identify it as something that's just not welcomed at the moment, but try to put something positive associated with it, then we can kind of make do with what we have in a better way. So that's what I did. You know, I was able to get off work. I even called Chris that night, and I was in a great mood.
You were
that day, you know, in spite of me being at work an hour late. You know, so my mental health moment is, you know, find peace in whatever it is that you have going on, because we really don't know the negativity that's going to come to us throughout the week, throughout our day.
And it will come.
It's almost inevitable. You know, so, Chris, I mean, everybody has some type of a mental health moment that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. What would you tell our audience from your perspective for them to deal with from a mental health perspective, to just kind of stay sane and to just be good? What would you say?
Okay, so the advice that I have for our listeners this week, it's a simple thing. It's not anything deep by any measure. All I want to tell you to do is stretch. And stretch. I mean that.
That's a good one.
Physically, and I mean it mentally. So I think it would be good for everybody, if you can, if your schedule allows it, and maybe not even all at once, but maybe in sections, but try to set aside 30 minutes in the morning to stretch your body and stretch your mind. So this week, for you guys to stretch your body, I want to recommend that everybody does a standing side stretch. So stand up straight, grab one hand over your head with the other one gently at your side, and lean to the side by pulling your head slightly just to engage your muscles and your back and your ribs. Do the same thing on the opposite side. So if you start on your left, do that, then switch to your right. Do it for 3 to 5 sets for 30 seconds.
Even if it's not in the morning, you know, you can do this. Now, if you're in the car, don't do this. Don't do this if you're in the car, because I don't want you to get into an accident. But if you're just listening to us in the middle of your day and you have time to stand up for a second, a stretch is always something that is very, very, very good to do in the middle of your day. So just reset. not only break up the monotony, but to just reset. Because sometimes we sit and we're at these jobs where we're there for 8 to 10 hours and we're just like stagnant, and we need some movement. And so what Chris is saying is that we need to be more active, you know, throughout our day, and that the stretching is very, very, very powerful for our bodies and for our minds.
Right. So it'll get you in a different space when you loosen up some of the bent up tension that's been sitting in your body. So for your body, make sure you do some stretches. Now I'm going to give you a stretch for your mind. This is a quote that I want you to let sit with you this week. If you don't go after what you want, you will never have it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you don't step forward, you're always in the same place. And that's by Nora Roberts. This week, I challenge you to put one foot in front of the other towards something you've been meaning to do, to a goal that you want to attain. Ask for something that you need, that you maybe are afraid to ask for. If it's more money at work, if it's asking your spouse to do something, if it's asking your friend to not do something.
Yeah.
You know, just do the things that you normally wouldn't do, so that what you want will become yours.
And that brings us full circle right back in to our topic at hand with Monique. You know, stand up for what you want to stand up for. If it's something that you believe in, stand up for it. If it's something that you think you deserve, stand up for it. So that's our Power to the People / Mental Health Moment of the Day.
Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see, and change your life yourself. Because ain't nobody going to change it for you.
Do you, boo-boo?
You know, blessings come with a price of action. So Daddy, absolutely make sure that you
preach.
They do.
You better preach.
They do come with a price of action. So you better make sure you act on what it is that you want.